This goes to Betsy Levand. It's L-E-V like Victor, A-N, D like David, P-A-C. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Linda, middle initial J like Julie, Root, R-O-O-T. Date of birth 3/19/1959. Dear Miss Levand, this is a consultation for Mrs. Root for hyponatremia. She initially saw us in this clinic back in 2016 for mild renal insufficiency secondary to chronic non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use and severe stress. And that actually has resolved over the last 7 years. And she rarely uses oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents due to the past history. She's having no symptoms associated with the low sodium levels and no symptoms of any other complaints at this point. She has also been on Trulicity, and she's lost 13 pounds over the last 4 months. And she's feeling well. She does not crave sugar. It actually tastes bad to her when she drinks soda pop or tries to eat something that's especially full of sugar. And so she does not do it. The patient denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, and she has had some recurrent UTIs. She thinks she may be coming down with one again, and she'll be talking to you about that this week. She has more frequency and maybe some cloudiness in the urine. She does have restless legs, takes medications for that, but no neuropathy of the extremities, no excessive neck pain or back pain or joint pain at this point. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for several years, hypothyroidism, allergic rhinitis, mild COPD, depression with anxiety, a history of an esophageal diverticulum, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, and history of mild chronic kidney disease that's now resolved, and recurrent UTIs. Past surgical history, she had a hysterectomy in 2010, carpal tunnel release 2013, right shoulder surgery 2012, left knee scope 2009, and she's had colonoscopies. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit in 2015. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and retired dietitian. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to amlodipine, Losartan, and lisinopril, also ginger root. Medications, Tylenol arthritis, 650 milligram up to twice a day, Synthroid, 112 microgram daily, Lexapro, 5 milligram daily, Singulair, 10 milligram daily, Trulicity, 3 milligram weekly, Albuterol inhaler for rescue inhaler, Claritin, 10 milligram daily, Gabapentin is 400 milligram at bedtime, Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, Meloxicam, 7.5 milligram once a day, but only taken once every 2 weeks, if that often. Omeprazole, 20 milligram twice a day, probiotic daily, and Trelegy Ellipta inhalers daily. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight 196 pounds, pulse 75. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no JVD. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema, brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses, intact sensation. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th, 2024. Sodium was 135, creatinine 0.85, calcium is 9.5, potassium is 4.0, chloride 98, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 4, liver enzymes normal. In labs on 9/11, hemoglobin is 12.2, normal white count, normal platelets, glucose 164, sodium 131, and chloride is 92. And then looking back further, July 30th, the sodium was the lowest we've seen when they've been for several years, 129. 7/11, 131 sodium, 4/4, 24, 133, 3/20 of 24, 130, 3/7, 24 is 131, 10/11 of 23 is 133. Assessment and plan, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to being on hydrochlorothiazide, so we are going to stop that now. Blood pressure is fairly well controlled. We're hoping that she might be able to do well without adding a blood pressure medication, but if we do, we'll consider hydralazine or Cardura and possibly something like Cardizem, which would be unlike amlodipine. It's a dissimilar, even though it is a calcium channel blocker. But she's going to check her blood pressure at home for the next week and then call us in 1 week with the readings. And we are going to repeat labs on Tuesday, the 17th of December, and hopefully the sodium levels have normalized at that point. And we'll also be checking a serum osmolality, a urine osmolality, and a urine sodium levels. And we've encouraged her not to drink excessive amounts of water or fluids. She should drink when thirsty and not push to drink excessive amounts of fluids. And we're going to have her on follow-up as a standby at this point, pending these labs. Probably she'll have a follow-up visit between 6 and 12 months. If the sodium levels have normalized, probably 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.